Like much of the country, we have unusually frosty weather here today in Washington. The wind chill is right around 6 degrees and falling, but that's downright balmy compared to what our friends at NPR member station WRVO in Oswego, New York, are enduring. The station studios are right on the windswept shore of Lake Ontario, and today much of the city is shut down after more than 2.5 feet of snow pummeled the area. Schools and government offices are closed, but the lights are on at WRVO. Fred Vigent is the program director and Mr. Everything at WRVO today. Fred, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
And I understand you live nearby, which may have been the only way you could have gotten to work today.
I have a residential position on this campus, so the station's on a campus, and I had no excuse but to show up since everyone else was under 43 inches of snow. So.
And when you got in today, I understand you were all alone at the radio station. Have you managed to get any help?
Yes, finally, we've upgraded to 2 full-time staff members and a student intern. So we're at what we normally call a skeletal staff. But this morning, answering phone calls, doing all the on-air and production, it was crazy.
People also rely on the station, I assume, for information about, the weather.
Usually, yes. So we had our meteorologist join us every newscast, and that was basically our newscast since I was without a news department for most of the morning. The weather was the news, and one of the weird things, the bigger story for us was not only the cold weather, but the lake effect snow.
Mm-hmm.
That we got several inches. Nearby village got Mexico got 54 inches of snow 57 inches by noon today. And we had nothing else to talk about but snow and cold weather. But the snow band is so narrow that there were several communities where it's a nice, sunny, cold day. So they had no idea what we were talking about.
What you were talking about at all. And I was the people at WRVO were kind enough to invite me up there not so long ago. And
July.
In July, yes. And but I did notice that the studio is a parking lot away from Lake mm-hmm. Ontario, and that there were ropes strung between the buildings on the campus of SUNY Oswego there for people to guide each other so they don't get blown away.
Oh, that's just an old wives' tale. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no ropes in between buildings. We are near the deepest part of the lake, so it never freezes. But with the wind constantly pushing against the lake, it forms this ice ridge right along the shore. It's an incredible sight.
And how big is that ice ridge at the moment?
I haven't been able to get too close to it. The state police that work on this campus are pretty. They try to keep the students and staff away from it because mm-hmm. They don't want you to fall in. So, but walking to work this morning, snow was about a little over waist high. And I'm a 6 foot tall individual, so if that gives you any idea, mm-hmm. it wasn't a good day to crawl to work.
And the thermometer said.
The thermometer this morning said, I believe it was -6 degrees, but the wind chills were bottoming out near -20.
Wow.
With 50 mile per hour winds. So wasn't the easiest trek to work today.
And this type of weather, is this unusual even for Oswego?
This much concentrated snow and really cold weather all at the same time is a little unusual, but I mean, we get snow. That's, you know, we do measure it in feet on occasion, but this was a big one mm-hmm. this year.
Any what's the forecast? Is it going to get better anytime soon?
It's supposed to stay like this all week, actually. So, luckily, again, I work on campus, and I live on campus, so I think I'll be continuing my one man show for the near time.
Hang in
the
there.
Soonest time.
Hang in there, Fred.
Thank you, Neil.
Fred Vigent is program director of WRVO in Oswego, and he joined us today from their studio on the windswept and freezing shores of Lake Ontario in way upstate New York. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Becky Villamas, Dahlia Martinez, Enrique Rivera, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Paul Heltzel produces our web content. The intern is Ashley Grashaw. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our assistant producer is Sarah Handel. She gets production help from Rachel Guberman. Kimberly Jones is our technical director, and she gets engineering help from Linda Mack and Drew Reynolds. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. We should note she's on vacation in Jamaica. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can purchase transcripts of stories you hear on this program, visit our website, npr.org, and click on transcripts at the top of the page. This is NPR.